This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A month of solid job gains in June. Employers added 209,000 jobs. The unemployment rate fell to 3.6%. Stuart Hoffman with the PNC Financial Services Group says that's a good number of jobs.
Anything above 200,000 average is a solid number and shows the job market is still pretty much wide open.
But that is a slowdown in hiring, right?
This is still, as you say, slower, but still a good speed. It's like going maybe from 80 miles an hour down to the speed limit.
Okay. So that's some good news as we head into the weekend, which is going to be brutally hot across much of the nation. 107 degrees tomorrow in Las Vegas, 101 on Sunday in Grand Junction, Colorado. The AP's Donna Warder.
For the third time this week, the average temperature on planet Earth has broken records. On Thursday, the average temperature on Earth, an unofficial record high of 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Sarah Kapnick, chief scientist of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says blame it on climate change.
This is a combination of climate change creating warmer years on record. It's a steady march as we're going up, where we're seeing this warmth over time. And it's also the development of El Niño.
Robert Watson, a scientist and former chairman of the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, says that this is what happens when governments, the private sector, and citizens, quote, are not truly committed to address climate change, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump has a campaign event in Iowa this afternoon, Council Bluffs. He's expected to go after his top GOP rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Saturday marks 500 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. This is AP News. South Korea's been looking into this, the safety of Japan's plans for the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
Seoul approves Tokyo's Fukushima plan. South Korea's government has formally endorsed the safety of Japanese plans to release treated wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea as it tries to calm people's fears about food contamination. Seoul's assessment is based on a 22-month review by government-funded scientists and aligned with the International Atomic Energy Agency's views. But public concern persists as retailers report an increase in sea salt sales ahead of the wastewater release. South Korea's opposition lawmakers have vowed an all-out fight against the discharge plans. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France is promising what it calls a great season for tourists despite unrest over the police killing of a 17-year-old at a traffic stop. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.